brought you to death through asphyxiation, and also slowly your heart is
arteriosclerosis. Yeah, yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Yeah.
I mean, if we'd have bought the mums and stuck them in the back seat,
you
wanted
damn
to.
Flowers.
Yeah. You know, they may have been alive and blooming.
Yeah, okay.
Or they may
have... They would have thrived.
Moving
you guys,
on.
Not so much.
Moving on. Let's give the little book our rating. So we're going to be rating the little book, Chapter 7, in retrospect. A well-deserved forceps.
Yeah. It got better with air, and it's just really nice whiskey.
All right, so let's move on to our next one, and that one's going to be Brent. So tell
Thanks,
us about
Bob.
That.
No, I thought Bob was doing the next one.
I'm doing this one.
He's doing it.
Oh, Brent. Oh, nice. Yeah.
This is the Old Fitzgerald Bottle and Bond Spring 2023 release, 50% ABV, 100 proof, 10
Again,
years old.
As God is my witness, it did not come here in the spring. I haven't been sitting on this for 6 or 8 months. It came recently, so.
Yeah, in Florida, we're the right-handed stepchild of the
There's a lot
world.
Of others that he's sat on for 6 or 8 months, but not this one. Mm-hmm. So, on the color, nice copper penny color. On the nose, you get the brown sugar, the baking spices. The orange peel comes out right off the bat. You get that orange peel note, and then you get these other things that follow. And
yeah, it's dried orange peel. It's not like fresh.
Yeah, on the palate. On the palate, you get the orange follows through on there. You get some butterscotch. You get some cloves. I get a little bit of a... Excuse me. I get a little bit of tannins. And the
clove got caught in your throat?
Clove got caught in my throat. A little bit of peppers and cloves there. Nice barrel char. Kind of gives your mouth, you know, with those tannins, gives your mouth like a dryness to it. Dries out your mouth a little bit.
It's tingly. It's tingly and dry.
Yeah, exactly. And there's nothing wrong with having a tingly, dry mouth. You know, it's very...
It sounds like a symptom of some sort of disease, though. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gingivitis.
Yeah, I want more.
Gingivitis, definitely.
Just definitely want more.
What do you think, Justin?
Did you have mouthwash or Old Fitz? We don't know. No.
That is his mouthwash.
It is my mouthwash, for sure. I thought this was, like, complex, yet fun. I'm always looking forward to these releases, and this one didn't disappoint me. Not the best one I've ever had, but it was really, really good.
So I agree with you. It's not the best one, but still great.
Still
get
great.
It. Yeah, you can find it. Yeah.
I mean, well, think about what you're saying. I mean, what's the worst Old Fitz spring or fall release you've had since the initial one? Yeah. Oh, well, that one about 4 years ago was just the worst I've ever had.
And now they sell for $2,000. You can find it. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We'll be back. Not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation of riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view. And we're back, and we're discussing the Old Fitzgerald Bottle and Bond Spring 2023 release. What do you think, Harm?
I think you guys are on point. This is good stuff. Where are my notes here? Let's see, changing the page. Orange peel, like you said, exactly, Brent. Dried orange peel, brown sugar, molasses. I think you said something about the oak. I mean, I got the cloves. The cloves are definitely there, but the oak is kind of subtle. It's tannic, and it's good, and it's not my favorite Old Fitz, but I wouldn't kick it out of bed. You bring me a bottle of this, I'm having it. It's good.
again, splitting hairs. It's you know, it's not the worst.
They haven't made a bad one yet.
It's not the worst, and it's not the best of the top of the line. You know,
we're spoiled as heck.
Yeah, we are spoiled.
The bottom line.
You know, what is the worst 1960s Ferrari? Yeah, it's like
right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, that 72 Dino. Oh God, yeah. Yeah, a fantastic whiskey, just like everyone they release. Everybody has their favorites, and everybody's, the funny thing is everybody's favorites are different.
You know, everybody's talking about the 17. I remember that 9-year-old release. That was my favorite.
The 9 was amazing.
The 9 was the best. Really,
yeah. The 11, the yeah. 11 was
the 11
great.
Was good. Yeah, it's they're all different. That's the fun thing. And that's what I like about it is they're not trying to make a same thing every year. Every year is different. So
yeah, they surprise us.
That's what makes it fun. Well, we're going to be rating the 2023 Spring Old Fitzgerald, a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So we have Justin tell us about our next release.
So I am really excited to tell you about the 2023 Parker's Heritage Collection. 64.4% alcohol by volume or 128.8 proof. It's the 17th release in this series. The 2023 edition of the Parker's Heritage Collection is a 10-year-old cask-strength rye whiskey that was barreled in August, October, or December of 2012. The barrels were aged on the first floors of Rick House's H1 and H2, the fifth floor of Rick House FF, the third and seventh floors of Rick House BB, and the second floor of Rick House DD, I love double Ds. At bottling, the liquid was non-chill Preach. Filtered to preserve the natural flavors of the aging process. The mash bill for this edition is comprised of Heaven Hill Distillery's traditional rye whiskey mash bill, 51% rye, 35% corn, and 14% malted barley, and bottled at cask strength as God intended. Like previous releases, a portion of the proceeds for each bottle goes to support ALS research and patient care in honor of former master distiller Parker Beam.
Mr. Parker.
Yes. On the nose, I got jackfruit, durian, vanilla,
no, durian.
Lemon
You're
peel.
Durian.
He's making that one up.
Demerara sugar. On the mouth, it was an explosion. I got chestnuts, cream of wheat with honey, vanilla, and the finish. I was just so excited by the nose and palate. I can't even remember the finish, but I'm sure it was good. This was one of the 17 releases of Parker's Heritage. I would say this is definitely somewhere in my top three.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's a beautiful burnished copper. I got brown sugar, white flowers, and hints of citrus, and the jackfruit. You're right on jackfruit, but durian?
Yeah.
You're smoking crack.
That's why they call it dope, son. That's why they call it dope.
And the palate. My first note was literally W-O-W. Wow. That was my first note. Wow.
Yeah, it just hangs on your palate.
Wow.
I mean, there's tannins. You got orange, tobacco, baking spice, vanilla, cherries,
everything is there and it's
so well balanced and put together. Clearly one of my top ones of the Parker's Heritage.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't know
if it's a worth trip up there right now just to go grab some.
I don't know if it's a Florida thing, but any whiskey that's got those orange notes in it always kind of sings to me, and Heaven Hill never seems to disappoint. This one's just
this is the thing though, it's a rye,
just wow.
It's their traditional rye recipe is the minimum for rye, 51% rye,
barely rye.
To me it tastes more like bourbon than rye to me, but those notes are there. Wow, it's so good.
Are they selling this out of the gift shop if you're lucky or no?
Yeah, you go there when you're lucky. You can get that's one bottle per person, right? Or is it two?
One bottle per person
for sure,
per release.
You know who we should ask? We should ask that farmer that was there when that F-35 crashed. What did he think about it? That's what he thought about it.
I want him on this show.
Yeah.
Actually, he was awesome.
This one's just, I mean, honestly, guys, what more can we say? 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Parker's 2023. Yeah. If you see it, grab it. If it's in a bar, ask for a pour. Don't miss this one. This one's special. So we're going to move on to our next one. We're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob.
This is like polar opposite, but just as good.
So the seventh release, I'm sorry, the seventh whiskey. Can we pause recording at all or no?
No.
Okay. Oh. All right, let's do this.
Do it now.
I inhaled whiskey like
you forgot how to drink.
Amateur. So the Daniel Weller Emmer Wheat is a 47% ABV, 94 proof, non-age statement. This expression is named in honor of Daniel Weller, the grandfather of William Lew Weller. After fighting the Revolutionary War, Daniel Weller embarked on a flatboat voyage down the Ohio River with his wife and children, and ultimately ending settling in Kentucky in 1794, where he set up a distillery. When Daniel passed away in 1807, he left no will, requiring his son Samuel to purchase his stills and equipment to continue the family legacy,
which he would
ultimately pass down to his son William LaRue, founder of W.L. Weller & Sons. The inaugural release of this annual experimental series is made with emmer wheat, an ancient Egyptian grain that's rarely seen in modern-day stills and mainly used to make beer and bread. Archaeologists have found evidence of emmer wheat domestication over 6,000 years ago. It's a symbol etched into the Egyptian pyramids. The whiskey was distilled in E.H. Taylor.
In the E.H. Taylor micro
still. The micro still, a combination of pot still and column. The micro still is both versatile and innovative, allowing a team to experiment with very small batches without interrupting main production.
It's Harlan Wheatley's experimental toy still, is what it is.
So experimental toy still, super small release. You will never see this in your life, but if you do, you know, mortgage the house, try again. The color is the bronze and the just like, you know, Bronze Age Egyptian swords. Here you go. The nose, this is delicate. It's fresh and nutty with orange, tons of orange peel, hazelnut. It's like a delicate pastry with cinnamon and caramel. Mm. But the palate is different. It's delicate on the nose. On the palate, it's huge. Very bold oak, orchard fruit. I get cherries. I get oranges. I get peaches, baking spice, and leather. The finish cannot be long enough. It needs to go longer. It's long, but I want more. It keeps going on and on.
That's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No one's ever every said that night.
They're always satisfied. They're always satisfied.
No. It's more like, hey, would you like more? And they go, no, that's enough. No, thank you.
That's Bob, enough. What do you think about this whiskey?
I think it's absolutely lovely. It is a fascinating whiskey. The nuttiness on it because of the emmer wheat is very different than anything we're really used to. But it's so nuanced. It's so layered. There's so many different flavors in there that this is one of those where you literally just need to sort of pour a glass and sit down for an hour or two and just keep smelling it for a while.
Yeah, I'm not a huge Weeder fan, but this will convert me.
Yeah, this Weeder is a conversion for anybody.
It's just hazelnuts and, it is really interesting.
Wow.
I know you mentioned delicate, and that's the whole thing. Is that this one is just so soft and subtle and powerful.
So we decided to drink it right after that Parker's Heritage,
but not powerful like as this like hits you in your mouth. Power like powerful and like a like how delicate can you be and powerful at the same time? You know,
it slowly absorbs you.
Exactly.
You're slowly being overpowered by a strong woman.
Yeah, you know, it's got the cherries, vanilla. I got some.
It's more like he's being absorbed by the Borg. Yeah,
I got some dandelion on there, some caramel, some char, a little bit of tobacco. It's all so subtle.
You're right, it is dandelion. That's exactly why
he's dead on it. He is absolutely there. Yeah.
And it's so subtle, and it just works so well. Oh, you want to come back to it over and over and over.
It's like freshly roasted hazelnuts and then dandelion, the little
lemon grass. Under
dandelion, fresh grass.
Mm.
And a creaminess. It's got a lovely creaminess.
This is so different from anything I've had recently. Yeah. This is so gorgeous.
We keep going back delicate, and that's just what I mean. It's
we
like,
say it's delicate, but on the palate, it's powerful.
Exactly. I mean, it's so powerful, but it's not that punch powerful. Delicious. I mean, and you're never going to find one.
It's an iron fist in a velvet glove.
Yes.
But it's not punching you. It's just forcing you down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's lovely.
Justin, what kind of S&M illusions do you have?
I've got to tell you, I've had more than a few whiskeys over the last 9 years. This is the
That's an understatement.
Best whiskey of any kind, any style I've ever had in my entire life, by far. This has blown me away. If I could give it a 50 sip rating, I would. I'll have to settle for 5.
Justin's a sub.
Oh my God. Yeah, that. It is that.
Yeah.
It's like finding a crashed F-35 in the back of your farm. Yeah, that's what that is.
After working at the paper mill for 30 years, yeah.
I don't know. What does George say?
Oh, my.
Well, he seems impressed. So we're going to be rating the Daniel Weller Emmerwheat an extremely well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. 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 Yes.
So that takes us to our last whiskey of the day, which is the Four Roses 2023 Limited Edition Small Batch. 56% ABV, 112 proof, non-chill filtered. This is the 135th anniversary release of the Limited Edition Small Batch. It is made of OASK 14-year-old, OESV 12, OESV 16, and OBSV 25 years old. So, Yahoo. It's got a beautiful dark color to it. And on the nose, it's just classic Four Roses. I mean, it's everything that you love about a Four Roses. Oh, there's a floralness to it. There's a sweetness to it. There's like dark, damp brown sugar. That hint of oak. And on the palate, boom.
There's a hint of mint, too.
It's just, there's a mintiness in the tip of the nose. On the palate, it's like paint. It just goes on and just coats your tongue. Oddly enough, I get a little Dr. Pepper in it, to be honest with you.
Diet Dr. Pepper note.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I wrote. I wrote that down here on my notes. So it's like
makes it even better. it's like, oh my God, if I could mix the two, if I could afford it.
Fans now?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. This one's special, folks. This one is definitely special.
You know how previously the first note was wow? This is holy and then S word. Exclamation point.
Yeah, this is, I think, one of the better ones that Brent has done over the years. This one is definitely special. It's so big. It stays with you. The finish just goes on. It fills your mouth and it does not go away. You're not missing mid palate, back palate, front palate, top of the tongue, back of the tongue.
It's all there.
It's the whole head. Yeah. This one's amazing. What'd you think, Brent?
Yeah. I'm just going to sit here and enjoy this because, you know, you can say what you want about the different notes and the different flavors on it. It's just beautiful. I mean,
it's a whole body experience.
It is. It's just, you just want to sit here, you know, just kick back. I don't want to talk about it. I just want to drink it and enjoy it and just, you know, put me in a chair, put a little fireplace in front of me. I'm going to be happy for the rest of the day.
Stop rubbing your nipples. They're making me uncomfortable.
Stop rubbing mine. It's making me uncomfortable. It's making me comfortable, though. So, you know, it's...
And aside from making amazing whiskey, let me tell you, Four Roses has been an amazing friend to me over the years in helping me with raising money for our charity, for Honor Flight South Florida, to fly our surviving World War II, Korean, Vietnam veterans to D.C. They're very kind and let us get a barrel every year to sell for the charity.
But we're not giving them a rating because of that. My God.
This whiskey's stunning. Just
speaks
stunning.
For itself.
I love the fall release series. I love the fall release time of the year.
I love the mum time of the year.
I could do without the CO2 poisoning other than that. Yeah. Yeah, this one's special. This one's absolutely special. And we're going to be rating the Four Roses 2023 limited edition small batch a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I just wish I had a swimming pool of this so I could swim in it like Scrooge McDuck in his money pool.
Do you know how much they made this year? Because I'll be lucky if I get like 2 bottles.
That could just be that attitude. I'm just saying. Uh-huh. You never know.
Hey, man, I bought the very first barrel of whiskey I ever bought from my store was 10 years ago last week, and it was from Four Roses. Thank you,
that
guys.
Explains why they're not selling you anymore. Anyway. That's all the time we have. All the time we have for today. I want to thank our co-host for joining us. Who am I talking about? This is the fall release. Kiss my ring and thank me.
Yes, we thank you, Bob. Kiss my ring. Thank you.
All I can tell you is mum's the word.
You know. Come praise the ward of Winterfell. I have fall
thank
release.
Thank God it wasn't your last word, Brent.
So thank you, Brent.
Mum.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mouthful of whiskey.
And thank you, Harm.
Harm, you're still here?
No, dude.
Never mind.
I'm tasting whiskey. Yeah. I'm tasting whiskey. Don't want to talk. It's in my mouth.
For Sip Sudden Smokes, this is Madman Bob. We thank you for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey. And this time of the year, if you're drinking bad whiskey, you've made a serious error.
You're doing it wrong.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah. Mom.
Love that guy.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the dude in the basement studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.